Obviously, he either didn't see us or thought we were part of the herd of teddy bears. He never looked back at us, but just continued in the same direction we were headed, 0.05 rad east of north. Might as well go back to sleep now, if you can sleep after looking at that thing. We move out at 0435. 40 minutes. Because of the planet's opaque cloud cover, there had been no way to tell, from space, what the enemy base looked like or how big it was. We only knew its position, the same way we knew the position the scout ships were supposed to land on. So it, too, could easily have been underwater, or underground. But some of the drones were reconnaissance ships as well as decoys, and in their mock attacks on the base, one managed to get close enough to take a picture. Captain Stott beamed down a diagram of the place to Cortez, the only one with a visor in his suit, when we were 5 clicks from the base's radio position. We stopped, and he called all the platoon leaders in with the 7th platoon to confer. 2 teddy bears loped in, too. We tried to ignore them. Okay. The captain sent down some pictures of our objective. I'm going to draw a map. You platoon leaders copy. They took pads and styli out of their leg pockets while Cortez unrolled a large plastic mat. He gave it a shake to randomize any residual charge and turned on his stylus. Now, we're coming from this direction. He put an arrow at the bottom of the sheet. First thing we'll hit is this row of huts, probably billets or bunkers, but who the hell knows? Our initial objective is to destroy these buildings. The whole base is on a flat plain. There's no way we could really sneak by them. Potter here. Why can't we jump over them? Yeah, we could do that, and wind up completely surrounded, cut to ribbons. We take the buildings. After we do that, all I can say is that we'll have to think on our feet. From the aerial reconnaissance, we can figure out the function of only a couple of buildings, and that stinks. We might wind up wasting a lot of time demolishing the equivalent of an enlisted men's bar, ignoring a huge logistic computer because it looks like a garbage dump or something. Mandela here, I said. Isn't there a spaceport of some kind? Seems to me we ought to... I'll get to that, damn it. There's a ring of these huts all around the camp, so we've got to break through somewhere. This place will be closest, less chance of giving away our position before we attack.